broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web. You're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
It's time now for Astrological Perspectives, hosted by Daryl Gaines, exclusively on HealthyLife.net Radio.
Good morning, Los Angeles, California. Good morning, Chicago. Good afternoon, New York, Miami, and everyone. Here we are in the afterglow of a powerful week. My name is Daryl Gaines. I am your host for Astrological Perspectives, and I'm so excited for today's show. Of course, we're going to do a short recap of what's going on up in the sky and how we can navigate the next 4 weeks and actually into the calendar new year. But I'm really, really excited. I have a great guest, Sharon Irving Cochran, who will be with us in a few moments. I'm so excited because not only does she have a natural affinity for astrology, you know, being an Aquarius rising, having Uranus rule her chart, but she has a voice, a speaking voice, a singing voice. She is a star, and I'm so thrilled to have her. But before we have Sharon come along, I hope everyone has taken this week of heightened energy, and let us use it for fuel. This new moon eclipse was in Libra. We're still reeling with it. It's still being felt. We've had a series of Libra Aries lunar energy now for the last couple of years with eclipses. That said, it's so important because it really is about balance now. We're dealing with one of perhaps the most transformative time in our lifetime, in recent human history. And we need to look at how we can get along through this transformation. This is also a time where Mars, that is a part of this energy, will be going retrograde. It's going to move as it is in Cancer. It started around Labor Day. It leaves in November on the 3rd. But then it goes retrograde as it moves through Leo. So we're going to have 5 months of what in the immediate could be a challenge with passive aggressive energy. On one hand, perhaps, you know, keeping it bottled up, and the other, flying off, you know, in rage. So again, let's use this very auspicious eclipse of Tuesdays to find balance, to find decorum. Because again, I can't tell you, my listeners, how important this time is, because really the time has come for us to step in to a new collective consciousness that really, really screams, we are now fair and square in the age of Aquarius. And of course, Aquarius is ruled by the planet Uranus, higher consciousness, the importance to become aware, and how we are for the last now 60 years, as the overture began to play at the beginning of the 60s with Pluto and Uranus forming a relationship in Virgo. And now we're coming full square into this most auspicious age where the idea of freedom can now be realized. And without much further ado, I am so excited. Oh, my listeners, we have Sharon Irving Cochran. And Sharon knows I'm a little crazy, so when I say her name, I love her name because it reminds me as a kid, I was a big Oscar fan, and when the nominees were announced, it was always so dramatic. They would say, Sharon Irving Cochran, producer. Sharon, am I crazy?
I'm crazy too, so I'm probably the wrong person. I'm here for it.
but Sharon, I am so honored to have you. You are an amazing being. Not to give out your personal information, but that rising of yours, the ruler of your chart, how so beautifully it's placed with that birth on a new moon, in Scorpio, and your third house being ruled by the voice. And the third house collectively is communication. And the fact that you have Taurus ruling your third house speaks volumes of what you've done, what you are doing, and how you're going to surprise us in that very Uranian way with a heightened voice like never before. That said, Sharon, my listeners, is a winner. She was on America's Got Talent. She was the gold buzzer winner. She is a singer, of course. She also not only has a singing voice, she has a speaking voice. It all comes back to that Taurus. Taurus rules the throat. And you will see that heightened in all of our great orators, all of our great singers. Sharon, of course, is a songwriter. She is a pastor. She understands that astrology is a spiritual science. Very spiritually gifted. She is a voiceover artist. She is a performer, an actor, an artist. She is a star. How's that for an intro, Sharon?
Oh, my gosh. That is... I still can't believe this is happening. I thank you. Thank you so much, Daryl, for having me on your show and just for that honoring. That'll get you motivated in the morning. So I needed that today. Thank you. This truly means so much to me, and finding you come at just the right time in my journey has been such an important part of my healing and growth. And so I remember first discovering you on Debbie Brown's podcast. I love her, and I just... I'm trying to play it cool, but this is a dream come true. So,
wow.
So honored to be with you.
Well, welcome to the Mutual Admiration Society, my listeners.
Hey.
But thank you so much, Sharon. I so appreciate your presence. And again, you have a natural affinity for astrology. Your connection is so authentic. And that's why, and because you're an artist, you're in the entertainment business, and you have also a very forensic eye that is important when one delineates the birth chart. That's something that is extremely important. I don't sit here in judgment, but it's something that's missing in a lot of novice astrologers and even astrologers. It's that element of looking beneath the surface. And that piece speaks volumes in your birth chart. But because, the election is coming up, and let me step back for a moment. Another reason why I had you on, again, because of your natural affinity for astrology and your connection to the popular culture, to the spiritual world, was to discuss noteworthy figures currently and perhaps some in the past, if we have time. Because it's so important. Because as I say, as above, so below. Mm-hmm. And as we're all sitting under this beautiful sheltering sky that perhaps in real time feels a little challenging, but I know ultimately... it is truly the best time to be alive. And the first few charts I want to speak about are political, And, you know, I don't have to tell anyone where we are. We're 30 days out from perhaps one of the most important elections in U.S. history, if not the most important, especially astrologically, Sharon, how it's occurring as it goes from the last degree of Pluto at 29 degrees, and after the election, it immediately moves for the first time full square. I mean, it's been teasing us, but it hasn't been here for 250 years. And 250 years ago was the birth of this nation, a nation that was born with a Cancer sun, but a Sagittarius rising, and its reigning need, a moon in Aquarius. The idea of freedom has come. And because Pluto is in the mix, of course, it's created a very polarized energy, but I think it's important. But I also am very confident that everything is going to be all right. Yeah. That said, I'd like our first chart to be that of the main event. Madam Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Donald J. Trump. What are your initial feelings, Sharon?
Wow. Well, I just echo all of what you said. I have so many thoughts. And for such a time as this, you know, when I think about the thing that strikes me is Kamala's Aries moon, right? And Tim, correct me if I'm wrong, Libra moon, on the other hand. And I've thought about this, I've been thinking about this analogy like a sword and a shield, like her moon can sort of be thought of as a sword, sharp, you know, direct. My mother's an Aries, and so I'm very familiar with that energy. She's an Aries sun, let me be clear. More than just the sun. And I love that you remind
us. There's no editorialism going on here.
Right? But just that assertiveness, very action-oriented energy, I think it's interesting because he's an Aries sun. So her moon is his sun and his moon is her sun. So I'm just, you know, he strikes me as someone just very protective and cautious and, like, kind of maintaining the peace. And you know, even just watching him the other night, just this, like, coach nurturing energy that I think, you know, and I have a lot of Libra friends, and so just that, I don't know, that balance and that harmony that exudes from his moon, which, you know, is emotions. And, you know, the moon is so important. And I know that, you know, you always talk about the entire chart is, we have to look at the entire chart. So, but just what jumps out at me is her Aries moon and how that complements, or how they complement each other.
Yeah.
And his Libra moon. It's just so interesting to me because it's opposite.
Yes.
But it seems it complements.
You know, I totally agree. And it's interesting. Everything, again, has had this Uranian feel to it. Suddenly, she ascends to the place of taking President Biden's place. When you look at her chart, Uranus has been circling her birth Jupiter, hence out of the blue. And with Jupiter, for lack of a better word, it's luck. And a lot of people were sort of had a little tentativeness with her selecting the governor. A lot of people wanted Josh Shapiro, including myself in the immediate. But ultimately, of course, astrology told the story. And it was a very wise, very wise choice. You know, Madam Vice President was born on a full moon. A lot of that, the energy in the sky is fuel for a very challenging a task.
Right.
I don't think we really understand how challenging it is to run for the greatest office on the planet.
Yeah.
And the fact that she has powerful Pluto hitting her sun and her moon, look how it's played out over the last three, you know, years with her Saturn return. When you add it all up, I got a message from a client saying, you know, and this is not my ego, and if so, so be it. But I said that she would step in 4 years ago when she was elected. And I knew that energy. And unfortunately, or maybe, you know, again, I'm not in possession of the Holy Grail, but I know what I know. And after years of study, after years of looking at the ebbs and flows and energies of the cycles, you get, you know, a strong balance of intuition and the cerebral and the intuitive.
Yes.
That said, you know, a lot of people look at squares and oppositions as bad. Are they challenging? Absolutely. But they're also fuel. You know, a lot of novice and even, you know, learned astrologers, Saturn return. Oh, no. Oh, no. Well, tell that to Barbara Streisand as she released Funny Girl. Tell that to Muhammad Ali. Tell that to greatness happens. But, you know, human nature sometimes wants to look at something like Jimi Hendrix or Janis Joplin, who had difficult Saturn returns. It gets back to awareness.
Yeah.
It gets back to understanding how to work with it. And Madam Vice President worked on the upside of it.
Mm.
And that's what I want to bring not only to my clients, but through the sound of my voice.
Yeah.
Don't, and it's not about being delusion or not saying, oh, a square, you know, is an opportunity. No, accept it. It's like 70 years ago when we would get a diagnosis of cancer, it was fatal.
Yeah.
Today,
yeah.
There are so many possibilities. And that is actually concurrent with astrology. Astrology is progression.
Yeah.
Can you imagine going back 250 years and showing them an iPhone?
Wow. That's a
Right. Yeah. We get so stuck in the past and feeling that, you know, we're stuck in census boxes, gender boxes, all of this.
Mm-hmm.
And this Aquarian age is here. Sharon, it's here. And forgive me for going on.
No.
I feel like Otto the Autocrat. I want you to, of course, come back. I just wanted to bring that out about Madam Vice President. And I don't want to be negative to Mr. Trump. And I don't want to use what he's going to. I don't practice astrology that way, but we're dealing with someone who lacks awareness. And at this very moment, you know, there are a lot of shocks to the epicenter of this chart. You know, he has Mars sitting on his ascendant. And right down in the sky, Uranus is at odds with that and his ascendant, hence the attack on his physical body. At the same time, you know, he's entered one of the most challenging lunar progressions, and it's about to hit his birth Pluto in the 12th house. And that's tough for someone who lacks empathy and consciousness. So I feel very confident that we will have the first female president. It screams.
Yes.
Pluto
yes.
and Aquarius. the return of the birth of the nation, when women, it was only 100 years ago that my grandmother wasn't, she wasn't allowed to vote when she turned 21 or 18, excuse me.
Yeah.
And this is for Nettie Walker. This is for all of the women. This is for all the women. It's so important. I'm excited. I'm not nervous.
Yeah.
I know that the time has come.
Yeah. What a time to be alive. It's very exciting.
Yeah.
I feel the shift. I feel the and I look at, I love observing people. It's, to me, it's energy, because I truly believe we're divine beings and our energy tells a story. And, I've said to you personally that it's deepened my faith of learning my chart. And when I look at, Kamal, even her Mercury in Scorpio, that stands out to me. It's all coming together. And it's the energy we need.
I want to, on the other side of the break that's almost coming up, I want to talk about faith and spirituality, and we'll come back to the noteworthy charts, but I want to dive in, and I want the listeners to hear your experience about spirituality, since you are a minister, and the meaning of being a minister, being of service. I'm so excited to share your wonderful trajectory with the audience and getting a new perspective on astrology. And on that note, Sharon, can you stick around? I'm holding you for the entire show. Okay.
I am here to stay.
So we'll be back after a short break.
For expert guidance and unique insights, you need an astrological reading with the internationally celebrated astrologer Daryl Gaines. Get personal empowerment and clarity as Daryl's acclaimed insights, featured in top media and publications, brings you his unique form of practical astrology to help you navigate your life. It's easy to schedule your appointment. Just email Daryl at guidingplanet@gmail.com or visit his website at guidingplanet.co. That's guidingplanet.co.
Let's face it, we're all looking for great products at a great price because it's just a good way to shop and get the most value for your money. Well, here at HealthyLife.net Radio, we do that too. We do it for you. You won't find advertisers or affiliates that are not in line with our vision of bringing people a positive, happy, and healthy life. Although many advertisers come to us, few are chosen. Our advertisers are handpicked and specially selected to support our vision and give you great products at a fair price. So the next time you're looking to buy a product or a service, check out HealthyLife.net's advertiser page. Click through our advertiser partner sites. You'll be glad you did, and so will we. Because you'll help support HealthyLife.net, and we can keep our positive programs coming to you 24/7. That's HealthyLife.net's advertiser page. Do us a favor. Visit soon and often. It's a win-win situation for you, our advertisers, and HealthyLife.net. Just do it. HealthyLife.net's advertiser page.
Visit Daryl Gaines' website, guidingplanet.co. There you can book a 30 or 60-minute session, or book Daryl on demand to get guidance through text or phone anytime you need him. Want to gift a reading to a friend or family member? You can do this right on guidingplanet.co. When you're there, sign up to receive periodic surprises in your inbox. Expert guidance with real-life impact for personal success and fulfillment. Just a website away. Do it now. Visit guidingplanet.co.
Where positive people and radio unite. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back. This is Daryl Gaines with Astrological Perspectives, and I have my special guest, Sharon Irving Cochran.
Yay.
I just had to do that.
I love it. the announcement. It's like
producer. I'm glad Sharon understands. I'm a little nuts. So, but check it out, Sharon.
Yeah.
You know, we I'd like for you to express your take on how astrology really does celebrate the divine, and being a minister and understanding spirituality and being of service.
That's a great question. I mean, for me, my journey, it's been deeply rooted in both my faith and love for, like, the deeper, you know, inner workings of life. I've always been just drawn to questions and going deeper and self-awareness. And I grew up in the Black church, so my faith is foundational for me. And, you know, I had my chart done at a very early age. My father made sure we had our birth charts. And so for me, astrology has always been a deeply spiritual practice. And so I'm really passionate about sharing how understanding your birth chart is an incredibly powerful tool. And it's not, you know, separate from my faith. And it complements it, you know. So I believe that God created the universe with intention and order. So, and the Bible speaks to this. The heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the work of his hands. And so I see it as part of the divine creation and a spiritual science, as you say, that can offer us insight. And I'm really, you know, I'm an artist, first and foremost. I'm a singer-songwriter. And, you know, at some point I'm going to figure out how this plays out through my art. But right now it's just my passion. I just, you know, at the moment of birth, we're each uniquely marked by that day and time. And so that cosmic imprint shapes our lives. And so often astrology has been like seen as this thing in 17 magazine. Oh, here's your daily horoscope. And it's reduced to something that is so narrow, and it's so much bigger. I'm a believer, and I believe, you know, and again, it's deepened my faith in some really powerful ways and just helped me connect the dots. And so I'm really, really, I mean, as you can probably tell, I could talk about this all day.
And we love hearing you.
Thank you.
Again, there's an authenticity, and I love your story, your trajectory. And we share that belief that astrology really is a moral compass. It really asks us to behave, to mature, to progress, to understand limits, but also that last part, especially the 12th house, either with honesty, it is the divine, or that archetype of dishonesty, it is the devil. And I had my faith restored with astrology, because it made, you know, being a child of Saturn, being born with Sun opposed Saturn, and understanding almost that it felt like the Hebrew scriptures, you know. Saturn feels like those 500 laws that are impossible to reach, but that Saturn gives a structure. And then the part that I feel, you know, embraces perhaps Kabbalah and Christianity, the miracle. But we can't skip steps. We have to follow the moral compass. And then when we've done all we can, there is the miracle. And I still believe in miracles. So absolutely, astrology is a celebration of the divine. Unfortunately, you know, it's viewed sometimes as voodoo, which it is not.
It's not.
At all. Again, look at this week as we celebrate Rosh Hashanah. How is that high holy day marked? How is it? It's marked with a new moon. Look at with Christianity, Easter. Look at with Islam, Ramadan. These are all marked as above, so below. And the energies, and as we progress, as God, as the divine, ask us to expand with Jupiter, to follow the rules with Saturn, to have a new perspective with Uranus, to accept what can and can't be, but also to have faith with Neptune. And with Pluto, to shed our skin, to bow, and to be born again with awareness. Mm. So I celebrate astrology as a spiritual science. And again, Sharon, it's so wonderful to have you because, you know, being someone of like mind, it's sometimes you and we've walked in different environments, but also hearing that astrology was, you know, voodoo, which it isn't. And here you are, a minister, and understanding and celebrating the divine and your music. I mean, for me, when I put on Aretha Franklin's Amazing Grace album, when I hear Mahalia Jackson and Duke Ellington do Come Sunday, there are moments in that moment of that 12th house, God is present. Yeah. That is Neptune Mercury, of course, and I don't, you know, you understand that, but I want to be careful with the astrological terminology. Neptune, again, in harmony with Mercury, the voice, the music, you know, whether it be Mahalia, Aretha, or Isaac Perlman with his violin, transcending the suffering of how we got over. Our Puccini, those melodies. And the world will be as one. So praise, you know, to the divine. And,
that's right.
And the guidance that the stars give us, the moral compass. And by the way, your father was a musician also, and played with Miles Davis. Right?
Yeah. Yes, that's right. Music directed for Miles for many years. And he's still doing his thing. Yeah, yeah. My father's Scorpio moon, Scorpio sun as well, and Libra rising. The artist.
And we're going to come back soon, but on the other side, before we get into the juicy stuff like Jay-Z, Beyonce, Taylor Swift, maybe Rihanna, our favorite, and I just want to talk a little about J.D. Vance on the other side, and anyone that you out of the blue might want to, you know, speak about. But do we have Miles Davis's chart?
I literally took the words out of my mouth.
Well, on the other side, we are going to have a short overview of JD, and then we're going to jump into Jay-Z, Beyonce, and Taylor Swift. So I'm so happy to have Sharon stick around for another segment, and we'll see everyone on the other side.
Visit Daryl Gaines' website, guidingplanet.co. There you can book a 30 or 60 minute session, or book Daryl on demand to get guidance through text or phone anytime you need him. Want to gift a reading to a friend or family member? You can do this right on guidingplanet.co. When you're there, sign up to receive periodic surprises in your inbox. Expert guidance with real-life impact for personal success and fulfillment. Just a website away. Do it now. Visit guidingplanet.co.
For all your live or pre-recorded webcasting needs, come to earthchannel.com. Get your web-based message out to a select group or the whole world. It's easy. A pioneer in webcasting, earthchannel.com provides the best products and services to big corporations and government users. And now, this same technology is available to you. They have the best Earthcast encoders, servers, and products to meet your technical needs. But wait, don't want to mess with technical stress? No problem. They'll do it for you. EarthChannel.com is your answer. You can use webcasting for lots of things like advertising, marketing, customer support, training, and don't forget, web radio and TV. In fact, you're listening to a live Earthcast right now. So come to EarthChannel.com. Actualize your audio or video webcasting needs today. You can't beat the friendly service or the price. Call earthchannel.com at 1-800-849-8978. That's 1-800-849-8978.
For expert guidance and unique insights, you need an astrological reading with the internationally celebrated astrologer Daryl Gaines. Get personal empowerment and clarity as Daryl's acclaimed insights, featured in top media and publications, brings you his unique form of practical astrology to help you navigate your life. It's easy to schedule your appointment. Just email Daryl at guidingplanet@gmail.com or visit his website at guidingplanet.co. That's guidingplanet.co.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back. This is Daryl Gaines with Astrological Perspective and my special guest, Sharon Irving Cochran. And we just wanted to spend just a few minutes on the other candidate running as for Vice President, J.D. Vance. And I don't know if you know this, Sharon, he is a Leo rising at 27 degrees. Donald Trump's rising is 29. So Uranus, Donald's 26 degree Mars at birth sits on JD's ascendant, and at the same time in the sky, Uranus is 90 degrees away from all of that energy, creating a real attack on both of them. And they're really not getting passes. Any run for office, you see the element of Mars. I mean, you can see it in Madam Vice President and the Governor Walz's chart. But this is actually an attack on the first the epicenter, and because Donald Trump was born with Mars, yes, on the ascendant, but still in the 12th house. Now, in traditional astrology, and I don't subscribe to that negative tone, but for sure, you have to be careful. It's very Shakespearean. The undoing is by your enemies when you have Mars in the 12th. So, he has created a very, very acrimonious, so many acrimonious relationships, but he's turned it around, and of course, he attacks. So, I actually feel sorry for JD because after this election, if it comes out as I see it coming out, he is going to be held responsible.
Take the blame,
Yep, absolutely. JD has a Libra moon, by the way, so hence the ability to appear with decorum.
I see through it.
Right, of course.
But yes, he could appear to the public.
Right, exactly. But on to some fun TMZ stuff. How's that?
I love that too.
Let's talk about our darling Beyonce and Jay-Z. What's your take on Beyonce?
Queen Bey. I've always been a fan, and just love her work ethic, and I study her. Before I knew what her chart was, I was always drawn to her intense work ethic. And then I discovered, well, she's a Scorpio moon. Of course, everyone focuses on the Virgo precision and attention to detail and how perfectionist she is. But that Scorpio moon is very much giving. It can be very I'm a Scorpio moon, and so I think that was one way.
It resonates deeply with you.
It resonates. Yeah.
And the reason why there's such enormous wealth, that moon in the second house, that's Uranus in harmony with her north node. And
talk about that.
That Virgo sun of hers is in the 11th house. The reason why she's had such a profound effect on the collective is because she represents freedom. That said, there's a lot we don't know about her. That heavy 12th house with Pluto sitting exactly on the ascendant. And I like that. There's a lot that we don't know about Beyonce, and I don't say that in a negative way. But privacy is a good thing. And in many ways, she has a powerful voice, even though she seems so vividly present. I feel when she is off that stage, she's completely different.
You think,
Yeah.
But we all want to know.
But the Venus Pluto on the ascendant, look at her.
Mm-hmm.
Stunning. Yeah. Her ability to create. Profound.
What gives her that ability to, she's always reinventing herself as well, in addition to that critique.
Pluto on the ascendant.
Okay.
Transformation. Mm-hmm. Reinvention. Mm-hmm. And for my listeners, everyone, find out how your birth Pluto, especially, does it make a relationship with those four points, specifically the ascendant, the midheaven? How, it's the ability to reinvent yourself. I've personally had a slew of clients recently where I was able to encourage and counsel on using it. It's difficult. Pluto, even when it's in harmony, it's challenging because it's the most powerful energy in the sky. And it's true power. And how do you harness it? A lot of people, think negative about a Scorpio moon. I certainly don't. Because it's powerful, and true power is quiet. Mm. And when you let go, you can really harness and manifest the possibilities of that plutonian energy.
Mm.
The ability to let go and transform and step into your power. And, that's a challenge for Virgo Sun. Many times, but I feel that she, she had a head start with having that Virgo moon placed in a higher conscious. The 11th house is a higher octave of the third, even a higher octave of the ninth. Those are cerebral houses, but the 11th is where it says, come on now, let's go.
Huh, so that focus. Her ability
I love it.
Unmatched.
It's like Mercury, Uranus. The lower form meets the higher form.
Hmm.
The tree for the forest. Become one. The exactness with her performance, the perfectionist. But the big picture, right? It's not steadied. It's very planned, but it doesn't seem planned with her.
Right. It never seems. Right, but it's strategic. Uh-huh. It's planned.
Yes.
It's effortless. It seems so effortless.
Yes. You know, Michael Jackson, we're not going to go into his chart, but he was very calculating like that.
Mm.
but also that Pisces Gemini energy, which was a challenge for him in many ways. But it was so planned, but also in the end, it seemed so. It was like a bolt of lightning constantly.
Yeah, that's a good way to describe it. Yeah.
So I know, you know, when we come back, we're not there yet, but I want to talk about Jay-Z and your take. I'm going to shut up, and I really want to hear your take on their chart, you know, in synergy and perhaps in composite. Yeah, because it's a very interesting dynamic.
It is.
And then we can talk about Taylor, and perhaps if we have time.
Yes. I love
We're not going to talk about Sean Combs today. Enough of that. How's that?
Everybody's worn out.
Just a little.
We just need a break.
We need a break. Speaking of breaks, we have one more segment, I believe, and I'm so glad you're going to hang around, Sharon. So I'll see you on the other side.
See you.
For expert guidance and unique insights, you need an astrological reading with the internationally celebrated astrologer Daryl Gaines. Get personal empowerment and clarity as Daryl's acclaimed insights, featured in top media and publications, brings you his unique form of practical astrology to help you navigate your life. It's easy to schedule your appointment. Just email Daryl at guidingplanet@gmail.com or visit his website at guidingplanet.co. That's guidingplanet.co.
Okay, so you have a couple of days off, and you're planning to get away from stress. You may be planning to go across the world or even taking a staycation around town. Well, Hotels.com can get you a room in over 158,000 hotels, 60 countries, for 50% off. That's reducing stress already. Plus, collect 10 nights, and you'll get one night free. And there's no cancellation charges, no change fees. For the best deals, even last-minute deals, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Hotels.com.
Visit Daryl Gaines' website, GuidingPlanet.co. There you can book a 30- or 60-minute session or book Daryl on demand to get guidance through text or phone anytime you need him. Want to gift a reading to a friend or family member? You can do this right on GuidingPlanet.co. When you're there, sign up to receive periodic surprises in your inbox. Expert guidance with real-life impact for personal success and fulfillment. Just a website away. Do it now. Visit guidingplanet.co.
Stuff, stuff, stuff. Where can I contain all of my stuff? How about this? The Container Store, the original storage and organization store. And I found their link on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page. They have containers for everything, including the kitchen, the bathroom, trash and recycling, traveling, spring cleaning, and dorm rooms. Just about everything you can think of to contain your stuff. The Container Store, right on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back. This is Daryl Gaines with Astrological Perspectives and my very special guest, Sharon Irving Cochran. Sharon, I'm crazy.
Can you introduce me all the time? Cause
I was such a nerd as a kid with the awards. You know, I used to do movie reviews on KDKA, and I used to love it. It's so interesting. All of that is dissolving. Celebrity, all of it. It's so fascinating. But without much further ado, give me your take on the relationship of Beyonce and Jay-Z.
It feels just first look like an unlikely match, you know.
Yes.
And I don't ascribe to this. You know, placement is better with this placement, but
right.
You know, I.
Yeah,
but I'm curious.
I can tell you, I know a million Virgos and Tauruses that have gotten divorced. I cannot stand sun sign compatibility. First of all, we all have to be compatible. There's so much more to a relationship than the sun sign.
It's
I know a lot of Virgos that have done very well with Sagittarius, and they're supposed to. It's supposed to be at odds. So there's so much more going on. And
do we know they're rising?
What's that?
Do we know they're rising signs? Because I wasn't able to find an accurate
for Jay-Z
ascendant for Beyonce. Yeah, and Jay-Z is their ascendant.
Oh, Beyonce is a Libra rising.
Okay, and Jay-Z is.
Jay-Z is a Virgo rising.
Okay. Interesting.
So isn't that interesting? So, and he also has Pluto, the moon, and Uranus all in the first house. I mean.
And that first house is, wow.
Yes.
They're Mercury. It is good stuff.
Again, the money angles in both of their charts are so powerful. Like that Saturn of his is in the eighth. The Jupiter is in the second. Now, again, people tend to be afraid of oppositions. I'm not. I mean, he stepped into it. Of course, initially, he could barely come up with subway fare out of Brooklyn.
Right.
But now he has the most expensive home in Malibu.
In Malibu, come on.
Yes, yes. So that money angle is very strong. Saturn and Taurus in the eighth. Saturn and Taurus in a Plutonian Scorpio environment. Yeah, so he's a Virgo rising, and his Mercury is in Sag.
Oh, I'm Mercury Sag. Okay, and I know
and
hers
fourth.
Is in,
the,
in
fourth.
The fourth house.
And his Sun in Sag is in the third, along with Venus and Neptune.
Interesting. They have very contrasting, it seems, communication styles. And I wonder, what do you think? Like, how would that help them navigate, like, and maintain harmony? Because it is, you know, I have to wonder. And then we'll never know because they're so private.
Absolutely.
You know, how they.
I believe that it was, and it's not, I don't feel comfortable making judgments about feelings and choices because ultimately astrology celebrates autonomy, choice. You know, there's a line from Stephen Sondheim from that great show, Sunday in the Park with George. I love it. The choice may have been mistaken. The choosing was not.
Oof, that's deep.
Ultimately, we all have free will. That said, as I step back and look at their charts, I do feel a lot of calculation that it was an opportunity, for sure, business-wise. Now, romantically, I see a lot of aspects of course, the Pluto, the Venus, they all add up to some sort of magnetism.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not here to judge it. One second, I'm looking, I have so many charts, I almost said, mistook his Venus for JD. His, by the way, his Venus is in Scorpio, 29 degrees. Right?
Wow. Okay.
So, it sits, his Venus is at 29, right?
Mm-hmm.
And her moon, it's a wide orb, but it's still, it's close enough. Her moon is close to that Venus. And the Uranus actually forms, his Venus sits on her Uranus. So it really is an unusual pairing on the surface, the mask of it all.
Yeah. Yeah.
So my advice to my listeners is when you're looking at synergy, compatibility, don't focus on the sun focus on how you communicate Mercury, focus on physical passion, sex, Mars, Pluto, Venus, all of that. Focus mm-hmm. on, you know, higher consciousness. You know, communication is a big thing, of course.
Huge.
Even yeah. without assessing the chart. But sometimes you can see that's the little pebble that undoes, that really challenges relationships. You know, nothing's said, nothing's heard.
Yeah.
And Mercury's a very important planet to look at when you're assessing a relationship.
I
and,
agree.
Of course, the moon. The moon. Now, who would you like to talk about?
Ooh. Ah. Let's do Rihanna.
Okay.
Is that cool?
Yeah. Tell me. You take the floor.
Oh, my goodness. Well, Rihanna is like my best friend in my head, but she's sun in Pisces, moon in Aries.
Let me tell you something. When I, only girl in the world, when I was teaching class, uh-huh. Nobody can start a spin class like Rihanna.
No, yes.
Like the pawn, what's that pawn, that pawn day?
Pawn the replay.
Oh!
Right. Right. And to have, like, the energy, those are just pop anthems, which I think is really interesting that she's dominated, like, cross genres, which is not always easy to do as a black woman to be able to dominate the pop charts. But I'm interested to hear, like, her, you know, she's Pisces sun, I love her intuitive energy, her creativity. She's just like a free spirit to me, her energy. But then that moon in Aries gives her this, like, feisty fire. But I think it's so interesting, and a lot of us, her fans, are like, when is she going to put music out? And she's made the shift to just, like, billionaire business, you know, owner. There's something in her chart or in her progression that speaks to, like, that, where she's not so focused on the music, but she's made that shift into, like...
Well, it's also,
I see her as a progression into
the fourth house, motherhood. There's heavy progression into her fourth. But unfortunately, I mean, with you, it feels like we just started. Time has just gone. So thank you so much, Sharon. And my listeners, you know, the next 2 weeks, please, the new moon and then the full moon on the 17th, let's bring balance. Let's have patience. I know the energy is, it's energy. And we want to use it correctly. I look forward to coming back on November 1st, which will be right before the election. And I look forward, to this exciting next 3 months, because come February, come March, and I'll reiterate this on the next few shows, everyone, the time has come. We are on our way. And let's keep the chin up, onward and upward. Thank you so much, Sharon. I hope that you come back again. It was a joy to have you on my show.
Thank you. Yes,
and my
please,
listeners,
let's do it again.
Thank you so much. My listeners, please, know the best is yet to come. Stay strong.